Now, in a few moments, we hope to hear from Mike Lambach. Now, Mike is the shuttle launch director for a number of missions, and including one that our space show reporter Peter Arwood went to, which was STS-115. And he's spoke there about the rules that govern the launch of a space shuttle, and you know, is it allowed to change the rules that you've got in place during a launch countdown? So here's Mike Lambach, the shuttle launch director.
The issue with the fuel cell and then the echo sensor seem to have sparked some rather in-depth conversations about launch commit criteria, flight rules, and how the hardware is behaving, what you know about it, and I'm just wondering what your take on all that is, and how you personally sort of weighed the issues in the discussion about whether something should be changed, a waiver granted, in the moment, in the process of a launch countdown, when you have these established rules that were set up when you were not under the circumstances of launch.
Well, first of all, we were all part of those discussions, so I'll take the question and give you my thoughts, and others may wish to chime in, and many people who aren't at this dais were also part of those discussions. As you've indicated, the discussions we had during this flow, whether it was over lightning strike damage or whether or not to roll back for Tropical Storm Ernesto, or how to deal with the loss of one phase in an AC induction motor on fuel cell one or eco sensors, engendered a lot of engineering discussion. That's all good. I mean, that was great. That's the kind of environment that we have created and that we want to have. At the same time, I would say I think we have to now be a little careful that we don't swing the pendulum too far the other way. You can get into situations where everything that anybody has to say seems to have been said, and sometimes two or three times. And if all the information has been gotten out on the table and people start repeating themselves, then it really is time to make a decision. I would say that we have gone to great lengths, and I hope successfully, after participating in the last three flights, I believe we've gone to very successful lengths to make sure that everyone with an opinion feels entitled to air it. We might be in a place where we also need to remind everybody that some of the people who have opinions that need to be aired are in fact the managers who have to make the decisions and live with them. And that management is not the art of taking a poll and determining which side of an issue 51% of the votes fall on. Management is the art of collecting all of the input that is provided and making a reasoned judgment about what conclusion one should draw from that input. I've addressed this topic on a number of prior occasions because it's important to me. Because time that we spend chewing on an issue past the point of productivity is time not spent on other things that might be lying there in the weeds ready to bite us. Economists call this concept of opportunity cost. And we live with it always. We have only so many people, and we have only so much time in each flow. And we need to use that time in the most productive manner possible. That's a thing that I think we're going to be focusing on. We had a lot of really great discussion, but we need to make sure that it's all productive. Now, with regard to your issue on varying of launch commit criteria, that's something in any launch, whether it involves humans or an expendable vehicle, a robotic vehicle alone, is something we just hardly ever do, and we didn't do it in this case. We discussed it. Because when we looked at the launch commit criteria arrangements that had been made following the launch last year of STS-114 Discovery, where we agreed at that time to go with three out of four eco sensors operating after we had done a detank and retank, we looked at that and said, you know, the detank retank part of that may not make the most engineering sense in the world, especially in view of our concerns about cycling, putting extra cycles on tanks with foam. And so as we thought about it, we decided not to. I don't think that you can or should ever have as a goal that you're going to remove all engineering judgment from a launch flow, from a launch count, from a launch operation, or indeed on an on-orbit operation. The rules and the procedures that you work out ahead of time are there to aid you. And almost always, they will be better than what you can think of in the moment. But almost always is not the same as always. And we need to be aware of that. We need to be mindful of the role of the judgment of senior managers and engineers in moving us forward toward a launch.
That was Mike Lambach, the Shuttle Launch Director, and he's talking there about changing the rules during a launch countdown, something that is very tempting when you're trying to get a shuttle away and there's a lot of pressure on you. And do you sort of give a waiver on some of these rules, or do you stick to them? And that was recorded at the Kennedy Space Center by Space Show reporter Peter Aylward there. Well, we're out of time here now on the Space Show, and I think Nick Black and Purple Haze is all ready to rear and to go. So over now to Nick. I'm Andrew Rennie.